Joining us by telephone is Jeff Frazia from LifeNet. Big changes happening. You have three sites right now. What's going to happen?
Okay, the LifeNet site will be closed down in Eau Claire, and we're going to move to smaller location. The Schofield site that we have is not really a LifeNet office, but it's a COHO office, and it deals with our COHO assisted living operation as well as our COHO transportation. So that's not impacted. Medford, we closed 2 months ago.
What's bringing about these changes now?
Basically, it's the government reimbursement, which has been greatly lacking for us. We had CHP here in this local community who closed their doors and then proceeded to go bankrupt about a week later, and we're left holding a very large sum of money with them. We did ask and receive some emergency payments, but we haven't been paid for everything. On top of that, we have another large government provider that owes us back to July.
It wouldn't by chance be Family Care or Medicaid?
No, it's a different one, and I can't divulge the name of it right now. But the thing of it is we pay our employees weekly. Our employees are paid weekly, and I have to come up with the money, and I can't do it, and especially when my unemployment insurance went up, I think it was almost 300%. And so I'm saying, I can't do this.
You have a business that does have a large demand, but the problem appears to be the reimbursement from various agencies.
The funding, yes, and the taxation and the... we're looking, too, down the line at Obamacare and how it's going to impact us. If we can't afford to meet ends right now, how are we going to do it in January?
You mentioned CHP funds. For those that don't know what that is, let's describe that.
Community Health Partnership, which provided cares in the Eau Claire, Chippewa, Menominee area, and they were shut down as of the end of last year.
Was that a state program?
Yes, it was. It was an MCO.
Are you having any issues with... for example, logistic care and transportation?
No, we don't. We don't. We run our own transportation company in the Wausau area, and we're doing very, very well with that.
For people who are in the Wausau area, what should they expect? Any change at all?
Absolutely none. Probably some more personal attention.
So the focus will stay on COHO and its operation. LifeNet, not so much a presence in the Wausau area as it is in Eau Claire area, is that correct?
That is correct.
Roughly how many clients affected by the changes in the Eau Claire area?
Between all the areas, including Taylor, Clark County, Eau Claire, Chippewa County, Trempealeau County, about 400.
Any idea what they can do to seek these services? If you're having these problems, I'm sure other providers would too.
I'm sure that they are, but we're trying to relocate them to other providers, and we're trying to get them into different programs.
What do you believe the last day of operation will be for the Eau Claire operation?
We've notified the state. It's March 26th.